Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Mark 9, verse 23, Jesus said, "All things are possible to him who believes." The word for today is the second in a series about having the right attitude. Demosthenes, who was reputed to be the greatest orator in ancient Greece, had a serious speech impediment. Legend had it that he overcame it by reciting verses with pebbles in his mouth and speaking above the roar of the waves of the seashore. As a prisoner in the Wartburg Castle, German priest Martin Luther made use of his time by translating the New Testament into German. Beethoven wrote his greatest symphonic masterpieces after losing his hearing. John Bunyan wrote The Pilgrim's Progress when he was in prison. Daniel Defoe also wrote in prison, creating Robinson Crusoe. Abraham Lincoln is thought by many to be the best of the United States presidents, but he obviously wouldn't have become known as a great leader if he hadn't led the country through the Civil War. Often difficult situations seem to be involved in producing great leaders and thinkers, but that's only the case when their attitudes are right. When a problem comes in contact with someone who has the right attitude, the result is often wonderful. Out of great turmoil come great diplomats, business people, scientists, educators, pastors, and others. Every challenge is an opportunity, and every opportunity has a challenge. But it's the attitude with which you approach your problem that largely determines the outcome. When a man whose son couldn't hear or speak asked Jesus to heal him, Jesus replied, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." The man replied, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." And Jesus did. Plus, he healed the man's son. If you need help with your attitude, talk to the Lord today. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.